23. I am Salable Siskin, and this is My Turn to Talk. And welcome to anyone who is listening on other platforms. Thank you and welcome. I appreciate everyone. I really do. Hey, Brina, number one today. Frankie, how are you? Always, I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. My day's been pretty good so far. Okay, so let's get started today. Hey, Minnesota, how are you? Okay, so today I want to talk about a coward. And I know yesterday's show got heavy. I was doing a lot of pushback, had some pushback. Hey, Ace, welcome. But y'all know my shows, so I'm going to go down the coward path today. Do you trust a coward? And are they worth the risk? And I don't mean the coward that would jump off a bridge or jump into a river to save someone, you know, save someone from a burning car. I don't mean that type of coward. I'm talking about the coward who talks a big game. You know, I'll do this. I'll be the first one to do this. I'll do this. I'll do that. But when it actually comes to stepping up, they don't do it. And I'm not talking about people that just talk a big game. I'm talking about people who are actually cowards. You know, I mean, they are true cowards. You know, GP, welcome. You know, I'm talking about the people who will say that they'll stand with you, but they don't. And again, I'm also not talking about the people who, you know, if you're in school or, you know, you're at work and you get into a scuffle. That's what my parents used to call a scuffle, you know, call it, you know, if you got into a scuffle in school or something, or, you know, you're at recess or, you know, PE class and someone, you know, starts pushing and shoving and then all your friends come and stand by your side. I'm not talking about that because I think we all have friends who are just not built that way. They're not the ones who, if you did get into a physical fight, you have friends that they just won't be there. I mean, I have friends like that, and I don't put them down for that, because that's how they are. That's how they're built. But I'm talking about the people who could be your friends, who consider yourself your friends. You know, but they don't practice what they preach. They're not there for you. And I'm not saying in a physical whatever, but they're not there for you after all the talk that they said, that when things break bad or when things go down, instead of standing on the side of the street with you where all of the issues are or trouble is, they're standing across the street on the safe side. And that safe side could be where the people on the other side of the street could be saying stuff that's not so nice, whatever. And you may have gone over to that side and you're just standing there silently and you're not saying anything. But that's the point. You're not saying anything. You're not doing anything. Those are the people who I call cowards. And people could say that's harsh. People could say that's wrong. You know, and A says they jump ship and stay where it's safe. Yes, yes. You know, they're the ones who, on the Titanic, who are like, yeah, I'll go down with the ship. As soon as the ship hits the iceberg, they're the first ones in the first lifeboat. They're the first ones grabbing the first, you know, life preserver. I'm talking about fair weather associates. Not friends, associates. People who you just know. People who will leave you high and dry. After they said they would be there for you. And cowards come in all different shapes. And I'm not talking about, you know, the coward who, you can't pay your rent or your mortgage today. Hey, I'll be there. I'll give you $2,000. I'm not talking about that. Shy lady, welcome. I'm talking about the people who have the courage and the fortitude to stand with you after they said they would do it, after they made a big production about what they will and will not do. But mostly what they will do. So you have people who, and again, I go back to fair weather associates. And Lannister says, whomever you may be, do traitors count as cowards? Yes. Traders come in all shapes and sizes. You know, traders, you know, are people who say they're one thing and they're actually another. What type are you? Cowards are people who come on shows and they're disguised as other people. Because they can't show their own face because they're cowards. The people who go on social media and they hide behind, you know, another name, but they never show their face. Because they're cowards. Because they come on as other people. I definitely think that traitors are cowards. And A says, I have dropped friends for less. Don't tell me you will fight against a certain injustice and then stand there in silence when it happens in front of you. I'm good on that. Your silence is compliance. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if you cannot be that person who, like A says, stand against an injustice that you know is happening. You know that teacher is picking on your classmate, but you laugh and giggle every time the teacher does it. You know that bully is picking on that little kid every time you all go out to play. But you laugh and giggle and you let them do it. Instead of, I'm not saying you have to take down the bully. Go tell your mother, your father. Go tell someone who can possibly stop it. Instead of letting it happen. You know, those fair weather associates, and we all have them. Just because I'm the type of person who will speak out, don't expect me to do it for you. And what I mean by that is I am a very outspoken person, and I will speak up for the underdog. But if you're afraid to do it, oh, I'll get Solid to do it. You know, Solid will do it. No, I won't. Because there are times when if you have something to say, you need to say it. I've watched friends lose other friends because other friends have pushed those friends into saying something for someone else. And they were the ones that lost that friend. And the one that was pushing them to do it, well, you know, maybe you shouldn't have said it. That's a coward. Just because you're good friends with someone or you know that person better than someone else, isn't always the time that you need to speak up. Sometimes people have to stand up for themselves and speak up for themselves. Hey, Grid, welcome. And Brina says, that would be a lesson learned. If a friend tells me one thing that then does another, that's grounds for cutoff. Absolutely. Absolutely. And A says, I raise my kids not to stand in silence if they think it's too much for them to handle. They are immediately to call someone they trust for assistance or guidance. Absolutely. And GP says, also, when you throw a badass house party, and don't invite the neighbors. Somehow the cops can't say which neighbor called the cops on me. Yeah. And haters are going to hate. No matter what you do, you always have those haters that will always hate. Okay, and here is, let's see if I can do this. Yeah, hold on. One definition of a coward. And I'm getting this from Google. One is a noun, a person who lacks courage in facing danger, difficulty, opposition, pain, a timid or easily intimidated person. And here's the adjective version of it. If you use that, if you use coward as an adjective, lacking courage, very fearful or timid, proceeding from or expressive of fear or timidity. But that's not the coward that I'm talking about. Because there are people, like I said, who lack courage in facing danger. Everyone's not going to run into that house to save your child, to save you, to save the family dog. Everyone's not going to do that. Hey, Shelby, welcome. Everyone's not going to do that. I'm talking about the people who don't show up because they don't want to face something. They don't want to deal with something. And again, the Fairweather Associates who talk a big game about how, girl, I have your back. Dude, don't worry. I got your back. And they talk all this big stuff. But again, they're standing on the other side of the street when an injustice is being done. Whether it's physical, whether it's verbal, whether it's mental, they're the ones that are standing there silently. While someone who's standing next to them is saying, they should have kept their mouth shut. And they're going, and your Fairweather associate is going, And then they can't look you in the eye the next day. Because they know what they did was jacked up. And Lou says, I know plenty of people like that. And Lou, you know, unfortunately, in all my years, I've met a lot of people like that. I still know people like that. I'm still meeting people like that. And Grit says there's a few haters on this platform. Oh yeah, I know, Grit. Believe me, I know. One of them went so far as calling the FBI on me. And one of them is here now. You know, but what type of, you know, when you look, yes, for real, not funny. You know, but when you look around with the people that you associate with, and I mean even people in your own family, do you trust them? Do you trust the people who are in your life, who are supposed to be close to you? See, I don't believe in the whole thing. Well, you know, we're family, so therefore, I don't believe that. Because I have friends that are closer to me than family. And I think if people were being honest, they would probably say the same thing. Or maybe not. And Lou says, immediate family, yes. And Shelby says, depends. Grit says, not all of them. Brenda says, only let people I trust get close to me. Shelby says, family, no. Some fam can't be trusted, Brenda says. You know, but who are you? I mean, when you really look around at your space, do you have people in your life who are the ones that are always saying something about, I'll be there. Yeah, I got your back. Yeah, you better not F with me, because I'll do this and I'll do that. But then when it comes for them showing up when they have to show up, they don't show up. Power Girl, bro, well, welcome. They don't show up. I don't know about y'all, but that pisses me off. So I start to take steps back from those people. And every once in a while, I look at my front row. Hey, Drez, welcome. Every once in a while, I look at my front row. And I start pulling people back. You don't belong in my front row. You don't belong in my front row. You don't belong in my front row. Nope, don't sit in the second row. You got to move like a couple rows back. And like I said, some people are in the balcony. Some people in my life are standing room only. And some people are not even in the building. Who do you trust to have your back? Can you trust a coward? And when I say, are they worth the risk? What I mean by that is, do you trust a coward where your very life may be at stake? The life of your child, the life of your spouse, mother, father, whomever, your dog. Do you trust them? Because I don't trust cowards. And again, for the people who just came in, I'm not talking about the people who won't jump off a bridge or save you from that burning car. Those are not the people I'm talking about, because everyone is not made that way. Will I run into a building to help someone? Yeah. But it all depends upon who it is. To be perfectly honest with you, there are some people that I could very well easily run in and save, and I won't do it. Brina says, people say they'll be there easily. You just have to live and learn to see who's really telling the truth. And Brina, you are so right. And these are lessons that we learn daily, every single day. And A says, most people are doing nothing but blowing hot air. Absolutely. And those are the people I'm talking about. The people who are blowing hot air. Those are the cowards I'm talking about. GP, thank you very much. Lou says, not anymore. Learn hard life lessons. You know, Lou, I thought I learned hard life lessons. And they keep popping up, those life lessons. And Dredd says, I don't trust a coward. They'll do anything to only protect themselves. They're like weasels. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Who says I trust my dog? I trust all of my dogs. I trust all of my dogs over people that I know. Sometimes you gotta trust if it's a coward or a hater, yeah. But sometimes those cowards or haters, they just come and they just sneak in. They just sneak in. And like I said, I got one of them on my show right now. Dredd says, cowards don't stand on their beliefs. They won't stand with you or stand up for you. They'll yell in private, but are silent in public. Absolutely. Those are the cowards I'm talking about. GP says, would you be a hero by being a co-signer to help your homie get a car? Is that being a hero? I'm not co-signing for anybody. I'm not co-signing for anybody. Only person I may co-sign for would be my son. But thankfully, I don't have to co-sign for him because he has excellent credit. If your homie needs a car, can he take the bus for a while? Well, that's another show. Lou says, life lessons do keep popping up, unfortunately, but I will stay being me and humble to Jesus. Grit says, I would run into the middle of a field full of angry steroid pumped up bulls to save you. You know what, Grit? I'm sorry for laughing, y'all, but coming from Grit, I believe that you probably would. I believe that you probably would, because I have been Grit in the last year or so. You've had my back on so many things, and I thank you so much. I mean, when it's counted, Grit has had my back. Let's see. Okay, Ace is giving Dreads 100s. Grit is the man, and I'm telling y'all. So anyway, those are the cowards that I'm talking about, y'all. You know, it's you know, I find it sad. I find it sad that, you know, people have to pump themselves up like that. And you all have heard me say before that, you know, if you're not going to do anything, if you're going to say something stupid, just keep your mouth shut. If you don't know what you're talking about, keep your mouth shut. Because there have been plenty of times when my mouth has had to stay closed, when I may have wanted to have an opinion upon something. But you know what? I didn't know what the situation was. I was not in that person's shoes. I kept my mouth shut, and I'm glad that I did. Because a lot of times when you don't, you look stupid. And yes, I'm using that word, stupid, a word that my son was not allowed to use growing up, you know, because I do think it's a mean word. But sometimes you look stupid, and there have been times that I've looked stupid. But those have been lessons learned. You know, but going back to what Dredd said, cowards don't stand on their beliefs. They won't stand with you or stand up for you. They'll yell in private, but are silent in public. You know, I mean, seriously? Okay, bro says a true homie has too much pride to ask such a favor. Talking about what Lou said. You know, so, I mean, guys, how many people in this room right now can say that they trust at least three people, 100%? Who will be there and will have their backs. Now, I know two people in this room who will probably say yes. Brina says, I have at least three. Bro says, not me. A says, I can. I mean, it's getting to the point where you almost have to do background checks on your friends/associates you know, because it's like, you know, are they telling the truth? If you say that you're going to, you know, go to that rally, you know, you're working at a job, and those people are the ones that are, you know, complaining, oh, I hate this job. We need this. We need that. And you're like, okay, well, let's form a union. Do like, well, union. Well, you know, I don't know. Well, you can't hate the job that much. You know, well, my boss is doing this, or my teacher's doing this, and da da da. And well, you know, well, why don't you go, you know, tell so and so, or go to HR. Well, you know, I need my job. We all need our jobs. We all need to pay bills. Then you're the one who then stop complaining, because if you're not going to do anything, you just sit there and be quiet. You complain to yourself. You sit in your car and complain. But don't complain to the people who are organizing the strike or organizing, you know, getting that union or organizing going up against the school board or that second grade teacher that bullies all the kids, because you don't want her to start bullying your kid. But you'll benefit if that teacher gets fired. Your child will benefit. You'll benefit if that union comes, you know, comes to pass. The people who complain, but you benefit off of the, you know, off of what other people have done because they stepped up. Because they were the ones that spoke up. But you did not want to speak up because you were concerned. Hell, every time I open up my mouth on this platform, I'm concerned. I have a family. I'm concerned. Who can you rely on? Who is a friend and who is a fair weather associate? And bro says, I believe that most people respond in a way that will please the crowd. Bro, I have said that so many times. There have been people who have come on this show and said, well, if you want to, you know, die on that hill, you got to choose the hill you want to die on. Well, if you want to be that, like I said, I will be that person out of 100, be that one person standing over on the other side of that room by myself. I've done it many times. I've had people tell me I was crazy. But the same people who have told me I was crazy were the ones that are coming running up behind me. Well, do you think that you could? No. Well, can I have? No. My son or my daughter? No. See, they think you're crazy and you're that militant or you're outspoken until they see the outcome. And if it's a favorable one, all of a sudden they're coming over to your side. And those are the people that I do not let in. You didn't want to ride in my car when we were going to the venue. But when you see the outcome was favorable to my way of thinking, all of a sudden you want that ride home. Nope, call Uber. Bro says, asked if there was a down period in their lives, such as a medical issue, who they would trust to handle their financial affairs. I mean, guys, you know, there are times when, be it social, be it family, be it your work, be it politics, be it life or death, when you have to rise up. And there are times when you need to stop being a wuss and step up to the plate. When you need to die on that hill. When you need to stand up. Instead of allowing others to dictate your movements, your beliefs. Or you can be that person who does allow that person to, well, everybody else is doing it, so I'm going to do it. You're the person who, okay, everybody, how many want ice cream? You really want ice cream, but you're waiting to see how many people raise their hand. You see most people raising their hand, so you'll raise your hand. How many people want cake? Everybody's looking around, see who wants the cake. And they raise their hand, you know, no, you want ice cream? Raise your damn hand. You want cake? Raise it. You don't want to keep your hand down. But we live in a society where we let society dictate how we should think. And even if you have beliefs in things, there are things that I strongly believe in. But I have to sometimes put those beliefs aside because of other things that are happening where you need to stand up to that plate, where you need to take a stand. And I don't want a coward standing next to me. Go stand somewhere further down the line. In fact, go stand in another room. Don't stand next to me because I don't want your actions to get me killed, hurt, maimed, whatever. It could be something as simple as, you know, asking, do you like this color or that color, or something serious where it's serious? I know the people who I can stand up for, and I will stand up for, and I know the people that I won't. I know the people who will stand up for me and the people who won't. And again, I'm not saying the people who will stand with you if there's a fight. I'm not saying that. You know, you're about to get your butt whooped on the, you know, when you're out playing during lunch. I'm not talking about that. Because like I said, every friend is not built like that. I have friends who I, like I said, who I know will never, ever come to my defense if there were a physical, because they're just not made like that. They just don't. They'll be the ones end up getting beat up. But I'm talking about the ones that Dredd said, that you talk that big game, but then they're silent. Same person that Ace said, I'm looking for your comment, Ace, a comment that you had said earlier. You and Dredd were on the same path there. You know, You know, so if anybody wants to pop up, you all can. I've just been running my mouth here. You know, I don't know. Hey, Dredd, how's your speaker working today?
Let's see if it's working. Can everybody hear me?
I can hear you, but okay, hold on. Let me try one thing because I spent all this money on this soundboard and I'm supposed to be able to boost the sound. Okay, can you say something else?
How am I sounding, people?
See, I can hear you clearly. Can you guys hear? Okay, barely, so faint. Yes, it's low. Okay, can I ask all y'all to turn up your sound? Because yesterday's show, she has such good things to say. And again, it's low, still low. Okay.
I just put my Bluetooth on. Let's see. Very low. Ain't nothing I could do. I don't have a cheap phone. I don't know what's going on. My apologies, people. If you can't hear me, I'll repeat it or I'll type it in the chat.
Okay. So, because see, now I'm like yelling in my ear because I have you all the way up, right, trying to right. boost. Yeah. So, okay, go on. Okay, now you're in the matrix because now you're coming in and out. Are you driving?
So, I've been with the same company for 16 years. I'm a railroad mechanic and I am damn good at my job. I go under those trains with the best of those men. I've been trying to get promoted for the past 9 years. Now, my best friend, who I got into the company, she's only been there for 3 years. She has not put in the time or the work that I have. If anything, she's skated. Guess who's foreman and guess who's not? But guess whose page they can go to and find me yelling about racism and injustice and everything else. And I spoke to her today, and she said, yeah, that's going to keep you from being foreman. I said, why? If I'm speaking about racism and prejudice, the same thing that our company is supposed to stand on, diversity, why am I not forming? If I'm demanding to be treated fairly, I said, and she will not like any of my stuff. She said, do I find you funny? Hell yeah. Is everything you're saying correctly? Correct? Yes. But I cannot comment on your stuff. I can't like your stuff because I'm a supervisor now and I would get in trouble. I said, no, you won't. You belong to two unions. You would not get in trouble. You're just scared that they're going to treat you as they've treated me. I said, I ain't scared of the treatment. I'm not scared of it. Not at all. Because that's the only thing they can do to me is let me know their disdain. And I hate to say it, I love this woman to death. I've been friends with her for 25 years, but that's some cowardly shit. I make a very good living without being a foreman. And I'm willing, does it piss me off? Yeah, because I deserve it. But I'm being denied. Think about that. 9 years. 9 years I've been trying to get promoted. And I've been with this company for 16. And somebody that has less than 3 years is a supervisor, and I'm not, all because I speak up about injustice. But I would rather keep speaking up than be a paid coward, than be a puppet. I'm not going to fit their narrative.
You know, Dredd, I feel the same way. I'd rather not get promoted. I'd rather be passed up than to be a puppet and to, you know, be that person who plays by the rules, especially when the rules are wrong. And Shalee says, all of those companies are full of it because they have real human beings in charge who have prejudices and biases. Let's see. And then Frankie is up here. Okay, Frankie, hold on. Let me find your comments because we have to read Frankie's comments. Where is Frankie's comment? Wait, Dre. Hold on. Let me find Frankie. Frankie cannot speak. So when she pops up there, somebody has to speak for her. I'm trying to find her comment. Oh, here it is. My teacher stayed silent while I was being hurt. This is the South for you. Frankie, for what happened to you and the situation you're in now, I find that sad that your teachers would have stayed silent all those years ago. So thank you for your comment. Okay, Dre, go.
I know that I want to say that I don't have a choice. And I know that I do have a choice. I can be quiet. I can be silent. I can fit the narrative. But that's not who I am. I'm not afraid to call out what I see. Because I told them to their face. I said, you guys are telling me that you value diversity, but you only have 4 black women in a management position, one of which has less than 3 years. Y'all pick the silent black women, the black women that doesn't yell at you or tell you, because I tell these boys all the time, listen, I got a father who does not talk to me like that. I'm not coming here and letting you talk to me like that, period. I know my job, I do my job, I run circles around some of these men in a male-dominated place. So that takes a lot of courage to do that, because I think they know that they're wearing me down, but I'm too much of a warrior to not keep saying. I'm gonna say what I want to say. If I say it in my personal time, and if I'm saying, hey, I stand with my white allies, with the white people who stand with us and who are speaking out against prejudice and racism, why is that an issue? But that's not the issue. The issue is I'm not a quiet black woman. I'm not a scared black woman.
But see, Dreds, you know, that's the problem that we have, and that's what I mean about cowards. You know, they come in all shapes and sizes for all different things, and you know, guys. For me personally, I cannot say that I stand for something, but see another injustice being done. I cannot do that. That's not how I'm made. You know, I believe in certain things, and certain things I don't believe in. There are things that I do not support. You know, but at the end of the day, I'm looking around and I'm saying, well, damn, if they're doing this to me or to you, they're going to come after me next. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening. You know, so these blinders that people have on, these, you know, and again, I go back to those cowards and energy. I saw you. Let me catch you. Don't talk a big game if you're not going to be there. If you're not going to be there and back up what you're saying. Because if you're not going to back up what you're saying, don't say anything. Keep your mouth shut.
That's fair. Can I ask you a question, though?
Okay, I'll let you ask the question, and then I'm gonna go to energy. Okay, go on, Dreds.
I wanted to ask you: do you think that some of these people, because I like to see both sides of a coin, do you think that some of these people, do you think that coward is too harsh of a word, and more so people just trying to protect themselves because of fear? Because everybody's not built for this. You do understand that, right?
Okay. I'm going to answer that, and that's why I preface where I said, I'm not talking about the people who will not get into a physical fight with you. Or, I mean, there are some people that are not built for it. And Dreds asked me, did I think that coward was too harsh of a word? No, I don't. Because I have had people who, they will just, wait, hold on. Somebody's getting some background here noise. You know, some people want you to say things. Some people want you to do it. And they'll say, well, you know, I don't want to do it because I'm afraid for my job. Well, what about my job? Just because I have a platform and I'm out here, you know, saying this or that, why me? I mean, I worked at a place where, yes, I was very vocal. And people will come to me and say, well, you know, could at the meeting today, could you say, why don't you say it? If it's that important to you, why don't you say it? When my son was in regular school, before I pulled him out, again, I'm very vocal. Well, you know, if you're going to go in there and say this about your son, well, do you think that you can mention? And this is what I would tell them. I love my son enough to stick up for him. How much do you love your child? If you love your child that much, stick up for him. So Dreds, no, I don't think coward is too harsh of a word. I just think other people see another person who may be strong and they're like, well, here, why don't you? And that stuff pisses me off. It pisses me off. Energy, welcome. And thank you for being patient.
Oh, absolutely. And I appreciate you allowing me to have a spot on your panel. Thank you so much. You're absolutely right. I happen to be one of those women where they look at me like, oh, she's doing this, that, and the next thing. So I'm getting all the calls. Well, how do I do this? How do I do that? And it's a matter of, why aren't you studying? You know, why aren't you going and reflecting within yourself to know so you can get rid of that coward bug that's in you? You know, fear is never the excuse. Fear is the actual motivation to make you do a thing. Like yourself, I haven't had school issues because I haven't put my sons and daughters in the public school system. My oldest is 26, my youngest is 8, and I'm actually elucidating my grandsons as well at this time. But my son, my 8-year-old's father sits on the school board in one of the school districts because of that very thing, speaking up for those students who were marginalized, if you will. And I can appreciate his activity. However, me personally, I'm like, why are you even affiliated with such a thing? You already know it's a crock. He just told me that they cut funding to the special ed and then they add more students to the classrooms. Make it make sense. And not speaking up. And you're on the board. So on one hand, I'm saying, yeah, you a coward. You're not saying anything. And you're also perpetuating the madness that's going on in such a place.
You know, and that's what I'm talking about, because A says, let's be honest, there are very rare cases where they have valid reasons for not speaking and they may not see, but it's rare as rare can be. And absolutely. And then Brina says, because they want you to do what, but they can't. Brina, is it that, you know, energy, hold on, I'm gonna put you on mute for a moment. Brina says, because they want you to do, I'm assuming what you meant to say, what they can't. It's not what they can't do, it's what they won't do. Anybody can get up and say something. They just won't do it. When you come to someone and you're asking them to speak for you in a meeting, well, could you ask this question? Why don't you ask it? I mean, I have people, I mean, grown ass people, and I'm grown, y'all. I am grown. Grown ass people who will talk to me about someone behind their back. And when that person comes into the room, yeah, well, you know, they're doing this. I'm like, why don't you tell them? Oh, well. Well, then don't tell me. Shut the F up. I don't want to hear it. That's a coward. The people that complain, but when it's time to say something and step up, they keep their mouth shut and they want you to be their voice. I'm not going to do it. And energy, believe me, I totally understand about the school system. My son was in 2 private schools. I took him out after 4th grade and I homeschooled. He is 22 now. So I totally get that. But you know, guys, let me see. Bro says, people do not hold cowards accountable. Therefore, they exist in the shadow to continue their cowardice. Ask politicians who go unchecked every election for their campaign lies. Okay, Dread, Energy, y'all. Okay, Energy, you want to say something on that one?
Yes, I definitely do, because we can't sit here and act like the politician ain't telling you a bunch of lies when they keep telling you this is a democracy. This ain't no democracy. I read the Constitution, you know, the original contract for you people to even be here doing business on my ancestral land. And it ain't said nothing about a democracy. But they utter that all day, every day, and they're not being checked, like you just said.
No, they are not.
Think about Barack Obama. He is a constitutional lawyer. How do you utter out your mouth a democracy?
I'm telling you.
It's hypocrisy in the guise of democracy. And they're absolutely right about these politicians not taking accountability. My girlfriend lives in Baltimore. If anybody knows about Baltimore, if you know, you know. And my girlfriend, unfortunately, she's not as vocal as I am about black issues, but she yells about it. You know, she calls it kitchen table talk, what we talk about. And I said, no, you live in one of the worst cities in the USA, the Forgotten City. They spent millions for a Megatron at the stadium, but people are hungry. People are getting their lights cut off. I said, why aren't you saying anything when you're one of the people who fall below the poverty line? Why aren't you saying something? She's like, well, you're more militant and you're more pro-black and everything else. I said, oh, so I can go out there and I can speak for the injustices of all underprivileged cities in the U.S., even though I don't live in one, I can speak because I have lived in them. And once you benefit, then you're okay. That's not that's cowardly. You want to yell about it, but you don't want to do anything about it. But you'll kind of, you know, poke fun at me for being militant. I said, if it wasn't for militant people like me, we wouldn't have the rights that we do have to say these things. Somebody had to speak up while somebody else had to sit at the kitchen table and talk.
And you know, what Dred just said is very true. You know, somebody had to be, and I don't like to use the word militant because that's usually assigned to, you know, black people and it's a stereotype, but somebody had to speak up. You know, whether it was Joan of Arc way back when, or Martin Luther King, or Malcolm X, whomever. Somebody had to speak up in order for things to change. And if you're going to be that person who does not speak up, you're going to be that fair weather associate who talks a really good game, but you don't do anything. You're the person who I just say, please be quiet. Do not say anything. Do not even come into my space, because you're taking up my breathable air. You're wasting my time. You know, and energy, I'm telling you, because I don't like going back and forth with people. It is silly with me. It's like, say what you have to say and I say what I have to say. Let's move on, or else we're going to be stuck in the same spot. And that's how I see cowards. that they, those fair weather, and I say the associates, somebody said that to me the other day, and I said, that is perfect. You know, they're the ones that you know, just don't say, if you are not going to do something, go sit your ass down.
How far would you say? I know
a lot of us have had those parents that have said, sit your ass down. Because I know I had parents that told me to sit my ass down. So, energy.
How far would you say, you were willing to take it? Because myself, for the last 12 years, I've been in my proper person status, meaning I have declared and proclaimed my nationality. And that is a topic that we do not talk about. And when it does come up, we have a tendency through the indoctrination that we've experienced to shun it off and say, oh, well, that's not important. Or say things like, well, I'm a child of God. Yeah, that's not the question here. We wonder why we don't have the particular inalienable and unalienable rights. It's for the simple fact that we keep calling ourselves a status that is actually dead in law. And then we start perpetuating by our very actions. For myself, I don't pay light, gas, or water. Why? Because I'm not a Federal Reserve agent. These are the rules of the game. And it's not that I hate the game. I'm learning the rules of the game so I can know how to play it. So very simple. You know, me personally, I find it offensive for someone to attempt to declassify me or denationalize me. And in law, that is a act of terrorism. It's actually It's an act of treason. There it is, treason. And the penalty for treason is death. So in my neck of the woods, I don't have the issues that a lot of people do have. Even those who are part of this Moorish Divine and National Movement. And as I said earlier, in the beginning, I was getting all the calls and things like that. Now it's slowed down because I simply said, fuck the community. The reason why I say that, because the work was done in 1913, and here we are 110 years later, and that brother told you in his publications, in the newspaper, in 50 years, you won't even know I came. And that has been the case. You mentioned Martin Luther King, you mentioned Malcolm X, but nobody speaks of Noble Drew Ali at all. And that was by design, just like everything else.
Well, look at, I can never remember his last name. He's still in prison. Mumia.
Yeah, it's Mumia.
You absolutely. So, guys, I'm just saying that there's just so much stuff going out. And energy, you asked me how far I will take it.
Mm-hmm.
I have been fighting my entire life. I kid you not. I kid you not. I had parents who were part of Operation Breadbasket. They were part of the Black Panther Party. And Black Panthers get a very, very bad and negative, you know, rap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about Abu Jamal, bro.
No, like you said, the Black Panther Party got a bad, bad name.
But I have always, my parents went to march on Washington, and I have always been taught to fight for your rights. I have always been in positions where I've always been either the only one in the room or one of few. And one thing that my parents told my sister and I, you stand up for yourself. You stand up for what you believe in. And literally, jobs that I've had, people I've known, places that I've been, I have always had to fight. And I'm still fighting. I am still fighting. So I am willing, like I said, to stand on that hill by myself. Because I'm not just doing it for me. I'm doing it for my husband. I'm doing it for my son. And mainly for my son, because when I'm dead and gone, I worry about him. I worry about him, the world that he's in, the people that he's going to be around. So while I'm doing it for my people, I'm also doing it for, first and foremost, for my son. So, Energy, I hope I answered your question, and I know I went on a rant.
No, you were fine. This is your platform. You do what you choose.
I mean, I know that, but you know.
But the reason why I asked the question, because that is, once again, coming back, and like you said, being the only one, that is something Drew said. He said, if you got to be the only one, then be the only one.
Yeah. You know, so Dreds, I know you wanted to say something. So what would you like to say, my dear?
Being the only one, it's, you know, we all know the saying, it's lonely at the top. But you know what? It's lonely anyway. You know, it's, and I always say to my friends who are, you know, when they run into me, they like, hey, let's go. You know, that's my trademark when I put my glasses on. And they're like, man, you know, you have so much strength. And I tell them, it's not easy. It's not easy being one of few who speaks up. It's not easy when I put those videos up on Facebook and Instagram, I might get 10 or 15 likes, if that. But on, you know, on TikTok, I get over 1,000 or over 500. And I have people who message me, and they're like, hey, you know, can you speak on this? Why don't you speak on it? You have a phone and a camera just like I do. If you feel strongly about it, join me in this voice. And again, it's not just fear. It's people just being comfortable with sitting back. I don't know, and Solid, you remember during my interview, I said, I don't know where I got this from. My grandmother, my great-grandmother, and my great-great-grandmother, they stayed quiet. They felt like if they were quiet and did what they were supposed to do and stayed out of the way, that everything would be okay. But I'm like, no, I'm not going to stay quiet. Why should I have to? I'm not going to. No. And it's lonely being that one voice. It really is, but it's fulfilling being that voice, you know, saying, no, I'm not going to be afraid of you, you know, I'm not going to be afraid of anything. What else can you do? Call me names, make my life a little bit harder. I've been black a long time. I know hardship.
Well, Dreds, okay, first of all, y'all, I did an interview with Dreds on my other show, I Am My Own Story. It's a pre-recorded show, and it was good. So you guys, if you guys can check it out. And since then, and Dreds, your following on TikTok is growing. And pretty soon, you're going to be up there with our friend who was here yesterday, Thomas Bishop, who has 1 million followers on TikTok. Because the stuff that you say and the stuff that you put out is true. And bro, yes, Mumia Abdul-Jamal still in prison and should have been out like 25 years ago. But guys, there's something that I want to play, and I was actually uploading it. I uploaded it just now, and it's from, well, I'm not going to tell you what show it was from, but everything that is said is very, very true. And this is why we cannot allow cowards in this country, in society. Because is this the type of world you want to live in? So it's about 2 minutes long. Please listen.
As an arbiter of the law with whole knowledge of historical jurisprudence in this country, race must always be considered a variable.
You have precious time, Miss Keating. I suggest that you don't waste it by making arguments you've already made.
These are not my words, Justice Strickland. They're yours. You wrote them in your 1985 ruling in Bryant v. Topeka, an equal protection case dealing with a state housing lottery program. Racism is built into the DNA of America. And as long as we turn a blind eye to the pain of those suffering under its oppression, we will never escape those origins. The only safeguard people of color have is the right to a defense, and we won't even give them that. Which means that the promise of civil rights has never been fulfilled. Due to the failure of our justice system, our public defense system in particular, Jim Crow is alive and kicking. Laws that made it illegal for blacks and whites to be buried in the same cemetery, they categorize people into quadroons and octoroons. They punish a black person for seeking medical attention in a white hospital. Some may claim that slavery has ended, but tell that to the inmates who are kept in cages and told that they don't have any rights at all. People like my client Nathaniel Leahy and millions of people like him who are relegated to a subclass of human existence in our prisons. There is no alternative to justice in this case. There is no other option. To decide against my plaintiff is to choose lining the pockets of prison owners over providing basic defense for the people who live in them. And is that the America that this court really wants to live in? Where money is more important than humanity? Where criminality is confused with mental health? The Sixth Amendment was ratified in 1791. It's been 226 years since then. Let's finally guarantee its rights to all of our citizens.
So guys, again, we can't be cowards. You know, you can't be that kid on the playground who watches another kid get beat up and not say anything to someone. You may not be strong enough to help that kid, but you have a voice. You know, your neighbor next door that's getting beat up by her husband, or him beat up by his wife, or they're beating their kids. And you just don't say anything. You're a coward. You are a coward. You're a coward if you, and this is just my own opinion, how I feel. You're a coward if you let any injustice go unchecked. You are a coward. And again, I'm not saying you got to run in and you got to, you know, save someone from a burning house or something. But people know when injustices are being done. They know it. People know it. So I just thought that was, you know, that was from a scene from How to Get Away with Murder. And that scene has, and even though that scene was years ago, it has always stayed with me. Because I was like, wow, this is on a TV show? This should be real life. Because everything that she said was true. We cannot stand by and be cowards. Right now, there are laws being made in this country that even though I don't agree with the actions, I don't agree with the laws because I see what's coming down the pike. I see what has come down. And if it keeps happening, this entire country will be destroyed. It will be destroyed. Not good, people. Not good. So again, I say, do you trust a coward? Rose, welcome.
Yeah, and I've nearly forgot what I was going to say. Wait, I was going to say something. Anyway, what it was, I'll say this, that, you know, people aren't sometimes strong enough to stand up for, you know, when they know something's right, because some people haven't. I mean, I have. If I basically believe something's wrong, I will stand up and say, even when, especially like a friend, if even other bosom were saying, oh, no, don't. I'd be like, yes, I am. I don't care if anybody else says anything. I'll say something and you can have a go at me. You know what I mean? And I will fight you as well for what you're saying.
Okay. Let me read some of these comments. See, Lou says this country is already destroying itself. Well, yeah, it's been doing that for quite some time. Shelby says, okay, we're talking about the show. Grit is like, wow. Yeah, so I just thought that was fitting to show. And Minnesota, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the pod bean. I appreciate it.
I know what it was I was going to say as well. It was that, like, people, you know, say, oh, well, I can't change it. When it comes to, you know, government things, it depends how far you're going with the line of what you can and can't change. Because if it's government things, people say, oh, I can't change that because I'm one person, me, won't change it.
Well, I don't agree when people say, well, you know, you can't change it. Yeah, anything can be changed. Anything can be changed. It's just like when you go into the store and they say, well, you know, I can't take that back because store policy. Okay, change store policy. Change store policy. You can take this back. You can do this. People can do whatever they want. They just don't want to. So I don't agree with the whole thing about there are things that you cannot change. The only thing that you cannot change is death. You cannot bring someone back, but you may be able to change how that person died for the next person.
Not always. It depends on what they've got. Because my boyfriend died of alcoholism. I couldn't stop him drinking. And he died.
But I'm saying, I said that you may not be able to change it for the person that died. But you can change for the next person. You know, try, you know, one day there will be a cure for this. I mean, I personally think there's already a cure for cancer, but that's another show. But anyway, I do believe that there are things that you can change. And then Bro says, does the church teach the cowardice when it teaches us to turn it over to God rather than empowering people to deal with problems themselves? And you know, when people say give it to God, I do believe that we should. But at the same time, God gave us common sense. God gave us common sense. And I believe that God, you know, does expect us to deal with things on our own, to work them out on our own. So, Rose, I'm going to put you on mute there for a moment, you know, but, and then Lou says, God is the only one who's going to change everything. Humanity has always been destructive, self-destructive, and it's hard to pray about it, bro, because it's supposed to go this way. You know, guys, I'm sorry. Again, I say, God gave us common sense. God gave us choices. He gave us, you know, we're able to know the difference between right and wrong. So, and yes, Lou, there is a cure for cancer. So, but anyway, guys, I'm gonna give some last words. So, Dredd, do you have any last words before we sign off?
To everyone here, stand tall, even if you have to stand alone. I would rather die on my feet as a warrior than die on my knees as a coward.
Mm.
So, take that one.
Yeah. Dres just said she would rather die on her feet as a warrior than on her knees as a coward. And I feel the exact same way. I feel that way 100%. And Bro says to Shelby, that's spiritual enslavement. That's a topic for another show. Guys, to Rose and Frankie and Dres, thank you very much for coming up on the panel. Much appreciated. To everyone, thank you for the likes and coming. I am going to leave us with Andra Day. And I want to just say once again, thank you, guys. And we'll see what Andra Day has to say. That rhyme.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I rise up, I rise like the day. I rise up, I rise unafraid. I rise up, and I do it 1,000 times again. And I rise up, I like the waves. I rise up, in spite of the ache. I rise up, and I do it 1,000. Silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. Move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I do it 1,000 times again. With you, with you, with you, with you. And for that we have each other. I will rise 1,000 times again, and we'll rise up. I like the waves. We'll rise up in spite of the ache. We'll rise up, and we'll do it 1,000 times again. You. You. Ooh.
Well, everyone, that's it. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening, wherever you are in the world. Thank you all for coming, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.